Calling Thomas speaking. How can I help?
Hello, Thomas. You think you can get me with
Perry?
Arthur?
Yeah, is this Perry?
Hello? Oh, no, this is Bison.
Sorry, the line got disconnected, I guess.
No, this is Bryson.
Is this Bryson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Bryson. Yeah, so you spoke with Arthur about this, and Arthur has initiated a refund case within the company, and we'll probably send you an email shortly about the refund scenario. And the billing department might get in touch with you, so you need to enter to them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you asked for a refund. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
So, yeah, that's why they have initiated a case, and the billing department might reach out to you to process the refund because they need to know, like, why the client is asking for a refund. So you need to speak with them, and they'll probably get in touch with you. We are initiating a case from our site, and you'll probably receive an email shortly.
All right, cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's, I don't want to make it bigger than it should be.
Yeah, I don't think so. But, of course, like, you need to follow the protocols. We cannot, like, initiate right away. So they need to speak with you first.
When do you think they'll speak to me?
Arthur is initiating a case for you because she's the last person that you spoke with. And you spoke with me as well, but you were quite comfortable when I told you the reasons of the reviews. So I don't know, like, why you're feeling uncomfortable right now. I truly don't understand. I don't want to ask you that. If you have made up your mind for the refunds, that's okay. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'll just speak to the billing and ask them to process it.
Yeah, because I want to have to get my lawyer into it.
At least you should at least, like, give us a chance and see, like, what we can offer you. You paid us, and you want to see, like, what we can do. If we don't do it, then take your money back. Don't you think it's simple?
I get what you're trying to say, Thomas. I like you. I like you. You're a cool dude. But just, nah, I've made up my mind. I talked to my team and stuff. And they just think it would be best for us to allocate our funds somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all haven't done anything yet for us.
Exactly.
So
that is my only point, Bryce.
I'll see why a refund would be bad. It's not like I took anything from y'all. I just made the initial charge, and I just want a refund. And, like, if y'all can't, I get with the Better Business Bureau and all that fun stuff.
Well, I don't think you need to do that, or you'll get a chance to do it. We won't let you do it. Of course, we'll try to process it right away as soon as the issue is resolved.
The refund, right?
But again, yeah. But again, if you said that you like me, so you should probably trust me and give us at least, like, a chance. You paid for a month, so at least see what we can offer you.
That's not how business works, Thomas. I know,
but you told me a reason behind it, like why you were asking for a refund, right? And the reason was the reviews. And nobody does that, trust me.
No, a lot of people do.
I don't think so. Like, I haven't seen somebody telling me this over the phone that returned my money.
Y'all sound more of scammers than anything. From what I've talked to the team and stuff now, it just adds on to it.
Yeah, that's no problem. As I said, I don't want to discuss that with you because you already spoke to Arthur about it. So that's why I don't want to waste your or my time on it. So I'll just probably definitely speak with the billing department, or if they want to ask any questions to you, they'll call you or they'll send you an email. All right?
right, I'll call back tomorrow, get an update if I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that's okay, for sure. Absolutely. You don't have to call back tomorrow. They might give you a call today, later today.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate it, Thomas.
No worries, mate. Take care.